Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have, as you've mentioned, a document, EC Trans SC2 2022-11, for this agenda item. If we could go to the next slide, please. And this revolves around, and the main aspect of this agenda item revolves around the request from ITC to update, to work towards a number of aspects in relation to the fulfillment of the ITC mandate and the activities related to that. And so the request that the working party has received is in relation to, there are a number of requests. The first one is in relation to the adoption of the terms of reference of ITC and the potential implementation of rules of procedure. As you will all recall, we covered this in agenda item 4 earlier yesterday afternoon. So that is something that we've already completed. We have also a request in relation to the implementation of the ITC strategy. And as you will recall, SC2 has already aligned its terms of reference with the ITC strategy through document 2019-2. We also discussed this yesterday with the small changes in relation to the implementation of the rules of procedure and the changes that we requested for paragraph 8. Specifically in relation to the ITC strategy, of course, we are contributing significantly to the achievement of those goals through the modernization efforts or related to the legal agreements. And of course, this is, we already have a big success from yesterday with the working party agreeing the model rules on the permanent identification of rolling stock that we discussed in agenda item 6 yesterday. In addition, the modernization of the AGC through the addition of passenger stations that is ongoing, of course, that's not complete, that we discussed in agenda item 7. And of course, as we heard this morning, the modernizations through the AGC, AGTC tool in agenda item 12 and the work that's been done very well there through the TAIR project as well. Next slide, please. The additional requests are inputs into the ECE Road Safety Action Plan. Of course, we have no direct role in road safety matters within SC2. But it is important to note the key activities on level crossing safety that have been done in the past, and very importantly, all the efforts that we continue throughout the sessions of the working party to promote and encourage modal shift towards rail, which of course has a direct impact on road safety. The further request on aspects related to intelligent transport systems, which we have already covered in agenda item 12, through the Rail Security Observatory, through the Innovation Platform, through the digitalization efforts of transport documents in collaboration with WP24, and of course, as already mentioned, the AGC, AGTC online tool. Last but not least on these requests, I think it's the last one, yes it is, accelerating efforts towards climate change mitigation, agenda item 14. Well, we heard about this earlier this morning as well, the collaboration that is ongoing with a specific group of experts and other working parties. And of course, part of the things that we agreed as well is in relation to the survey and to sharing the survey with SC2 focal points from that group of experts, which of course has a direct impact on that collaboration effort. Encouraging modal shift through the activities of SC2 and its groups of experts has obviously a significant impact on the climate change impact of transport. And last but not least, of course, the workshop we had on Thursday morning, which is directly related to that. Next slide, please. So, Mr. Chair, that is the summary of the document itself and how we answer the request from the chair of ITC. And so the first part of this agenda item is really to understand whether SC2 would like to approve this document and then send it to ITC as its official response. Of course, if there are questions from the floor, they're more than welcome.